On the show today, we have Connecta Credit Union's very own Keith Soltemeyer and Constellation Digital Partners' Chris Kovacs talking about the latest Constellation funding news, and that would be Constellation has secured a second round of funding, $18 million from their original Class A investors, and Keith and Chris are here to tell us all about what this funding means for not only for their respective companies, but what it means for the industry as a whole, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Chris, you should just have your own news feed or something like that, because this is like the Constellation funding news. So you guys are doing some really, really great work for credit unions out there. And the latest is that you guys secured a second round of funding. And that from my research, it's $18 million from the original Class A investors. Is that?
Yes, sir. We actually closed it in January.
Okay.
We raised $18 million led by our Class A investors. They saw the progress we had made, both developing the platform as well as developing a robust set of banking services to sit on top of the platform. Mm-hmm. And they were really pleased with our progress and supported the continued investment in the company, and so that as we bring it out, we're fully supported from a technical support standpoint and implement with additional implementations as well.
Fantastic. And this just bodes well for credit unions nationwide for sure. And having said that, what's the significance of this funding, Chris?
So, the reality is when we went into this, it's a critical time in our development. We went into it, the whole goal was about getting credit unions access to the innovative services that exist inside of fintechs, right? Unlocking that door to innovation and bringing that to credit unions.
Right.
And we've been very successful with that. We've got 140 fintechs who have signed deals with us to look at our development platform and to bring those services to credit unions. We're really excited about the more than 70 certified services that are already in the platform. But the reality was, as we were going through the progress, we really had hoped that we could engage some of the existing banking providers to bring their banking services in. And the reality was, no matter who we went to, they all looked at us like we were a really big threat to them. And they refused to get engaged with us. So our leadership team and our board, we made the decision, well, we're going to go build our own. So we went out and built our own complete digital banking services suite that sits on top of the Constellation platform now. That obviously took additional time and money. So part of this investment was closing out the development of those services. And as I said before, scaling the implementations and support teams to be able to take it live to our credit unions.
Oh my gosh, Chris, this news just gets bigger and bigger as we go. I mean, the layers that are in this news is pretty cool. And Keith, I'm going to turn it to you. So what is Connecta's role in this, and why did you guys feel compelled to kind of contribute to Constellation's mission here?
Yeah, sure, Mike. We're a Class A investor. We also have representation on the board and on the advisory committee for development. I'm a big fan of credit unions controlling the pace of their own innovation. And as you know, we're previously and really still today beholden on some core vendors to deliver that innovation to our members. And what we've found anyways is that their objectives and our objectives are not always aligned. Mm-hmm. They'd like to extract a lot more value out of the investments they've already made and sell more product to more credit unions.
Yeah.
And we'd like to be able to introduce new features and functions to our members that they can get excited about and draws them closer to us and builds a deeper relationship. And because they're not always aligned, and we were on an exploratory group kind of trying to figure out, okay, one, how can we deliver these services? Chris mentioned the fintechs that we'd be part of it, a big part of it,
mm-hmm.
But do it in a way that is not completely disruptive to the other projects that we have going on. How can we get member authentication and core integration done in a very simple, easy plug and play type environment? And that was the burst of the container, the connected container,
mm-hmm.
is making it easy for us to integrate with fintech services and giving our members the choice of which services they'd like to use so that their screen isn't muddied up with things that aren't of interest to them. One of the things that we found pleasantly, and we kind of expected it, but we've now confirmed it, is that we can develop our own tiles for the container. So our developers have already done a number of tiles, tying in services that we have, wealth management and some of the other ancillary services, and providing capabilities that we previously could not provide because we couldn't get them integrated with our current digital or online and mobile banking providers. So we're starting to get excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very excited about it.
And it's kind of what we said at the top of the show. This not only bodes well for obviously Constellation and Connecta, but credit unions nationwide. I mean, because this is, you know, top-notch stuff we're talking about here. And in order for credit unions to compete, that's what we need. So, and this is right there in the mix for sure. And so, and Keith, I mean, so, and having said that, what are the kind of the benefits from this that you guys expect to see? Obviously the technology is going to be better, the integration, all that stuff. And then the members are going to benefit, right?
Yep. They're going to have it all in one place. Fortunately, it'll be under our brand, so they won't have to worry about having a dozen or more financial apps on their smart device.
Oh, great. Yes.
They can just go to Connecta, yep. Right? All of their accounts in one place, access to all their services in one place. And we think it's going to be a game changer, really for the industry and for sure for our members.
That's the value too. Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, Keith, but based on some of our research, what we've seen is that credit unions inside of their existing digital banking services are only exposing about 20% of the total services a credit union can do. Keith talked about wealth management. Sometimes there's real estate. Sometimes there's, you know, other ancillary services, mortgages in some cases. And credit union members, if I'm not looking at a marketing webpage every day, I'm just looking at digital services. If it's not there, they don't do it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And that's the barrier we break down.
Well, and the other fear is that they'll go someplace else who may have it because there's so much fintech. As we've seen over the last couple of years, the fintechs are nipping at our heels. So we really got to, you know, keep that value add going. Chris, what are some of your goals? What are some of the goals here that you guys want to achieve with this latest round of funding?
Sure. The biggest one, as I mentioned before, was around expanding our implementation and technical support teams. We don't have demand from three credit unions. We have demand right now coming at us. Three credit unions a week are coming to talk to us. So there's a lot of conversations that are being had. And what we're trying to help the industry understand is there really is two go live models, right? There's two different ways Constellation can support a credit union. Our first customer is going live with us as kind of a fintech gateway, that single sign-on from their existing online banking service seamlessly into Constellation, where we can then deploy any variety of the services that have been certified for our platform. So for a credit union that maybe has an existing contract or is hesitant to leave their existing provider for whatever reason right now, Constellation, as in this first customer, we can go ahead and step in and provide that access to that fintech gateway, just like Keith was mentioning.
Right.
Our second customer and a different deployment model is going live with us performing a full banking conversion. So we are now working with a multi-billion dollar institution doing final acceptance of the solution, moving their data over to replace their existing legacy online banking provider.
Okay.
So the flexibility that we built into the platform, that optionality that Keith was talking about, gives us the ability to deploy in a variety of scenarios to support credit union needs. Mm-hmm. And what we want to help credit unions understand is both A, do that successfully, but also help them understand that there are a variety of deployment models. Oftentimes they don't start looking at these things until a contract is up. That's no longer necessary.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And coming back to you, Keith, and kind of the goals from Connecta's end as well. I want to get the credit union perspective here because it's so value. And so many credit unions out there are kind of sitting on pins and needles for something like this. And so they're like, hey, what can we do? How can we get in here? So what are some of the goals on your end as well?
Well, the first and foremost, we'd like to see a successful deployment of each model, which I think we're going to have this year.
Sure.
Our plan is early next year, we will go out with the connected container. So that's the gateway to the fintechs. Mm-hmm. And then our contracts will be up later in the year. Probably we won't do anything around the holidays. But we'll go in early 2023 with the full banking conversion.
Wow.
And again, this is going to be replacing what we have today. Currently, we have one provider for online and one provider for mobile.
Oh, goodness.
Which is a real issue,
yeah.
One that we've known about for a while, because every time there's a change, we now have to work with two different vendors to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the look and feel between the two is not the same. Navigation is not the same. The functionality is not the same. And that's just not the experience we want to deliver.
Right. Yeah. And because today's consumer is so savvy based on kind of the Amazon experience, the most, just about any type of online retail experience or even mobile experience, everything is really seamless, cohesive, looks the same, works the same. So this is
right.
The members are expecting the same thing now, right?
Right.
Especially from a credit, yeah. Especially from a financial institution.
Yeah. And we've got to deliver it.
Yeah.
And, you know, this, we had planned to do it about 2 years ago and then started looking more seriously at, you know, why don't we'll kind of continue on with the pace of innovation that our current vendors are providing us and prepare to do the leapfrog and go straight to Constellation instead of having to upgrade to one that's maybe a combined solution for online and mobile, and then doing the conversion to Constellation. We're just going to wait and do it once. We don't want to put our members through that moving of the cheese twice in short order. So we'll just do it once and be done.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, before I let you guys go, Chris, you wanted to talk about launch, I assume.
I did.
Yes.
I know hopefully everyone's been very carefully taking care of getting their vaccinations and ensuring that they've been safe for the last year. But we are very happy to announce that launch 2021 has been scheduled, will be in person in October.
Okay, cool.
October 19th through the 21st. So for more information, you can go to launch2021.com. And you can register there.
All right. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes and the date as well and get that on people's calendars, because it sounds like things are gradually opening. As I hear, a lot of things opening up in the fall. That seems to be the big timeline, especially in 2022. So exciting, exciting for Connecta, exciting for Constellation, exciting for us, the members. So we're all pretty excited about what's moving forward with all this good stuff. So it's really cool. Anything else to wrap up? Keith, any final words here?
No, I think you nailed it. We're pumped and we're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Hopefully, I'm looking at Chris while I say that. Yeah, you're ready, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it's a testament to the cooperative spirit of credit unions to be where we are. We really have gotten here, not just because we have very talented engineers and product teams and everything else, but because we've got really connected, really engaged partners. Right. And our investment that have helped us design this credit union. Yeah. This is a credit union design solution, including its flexibility and including its ability to be customized. So we're super excited about bringing it to market.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to be waiting to see what happens. So it's going to be really exciting to see. So good stuff, guys. I'm going to let you guys get back to work because I'm sure you got lots on your plate. So I'll let you get back to work. So appreciate the time as always, right. Gentlemen. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, guys. Anytime. Well done.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.